And so we are giving you some of the chef's secret specialties that have wowed them. And the chili, we had a good fortune to have some made up beforehand. So, of course, if you are a member of the live audience, as opposed to the other ones, you get to sample. And how is, do you, I mean, can you imagine paying for this kind of food if you went out? I mean, my God, the food here is incredible. It comes fresh off the egg. You got great, great chefs cooking, and you've got everything taken care of. All you have to do is show up, be entertained, and stuff your face. I mean, what a great way to spend a day, a Saturday, isn't it?
It's true.
It really is. And, of course, you get a chance to see the great Big Green Egg Culinary Center. If you don't have a Big Green Egg, my friends, just spare a minute with me here. If you don't own a Big Green Egg, you are just
heating meat.
That's all you're doing. You take from heating meat that anybody can do to a Big Green Egg where we take that meat and turn it into culinary nirvana. It is like explosions of anyone who's ever eaten anything off the egg, the first thing they say is, man, what an incredible taste, and it's so juicy. I don't care what meat, I don't care how you do it. And during breaks, we were talking about the fact that nobody burns anything on an egg. It's almost burn proof. It's idiot proof. It's like Dummies 101. What is it? Barbecuing for dummies or cooking for dummies on a grill. It is so foolproof. And Chef Amanda, I know you've traveled the world.
Yep.
You've done cooking on everything. But there is just nothing that anybody's ever cooked on as absolutely fail-safe and perfect every time like a Big Green Egg.
This is true. And it's especially good for the game because you've got people over. You can't be, stuck just, chained to the grill, for lack of a better word. And so this is the Big Green Egg is great because it's made of ceramic. It retains moisture. It's very porous. It's going to keep your food. It's not going to dry our chicken. You can make pizzas. You can make cakes. You can make all kinds of things. Basically, anything that you do in your kitchen, you can do on a Big Green Egg. We don't recommend deep frying, but just about anything else you can get away with.
Yeah, I've done bacon on a Big Green Egg, which is very good, where you take a sheet pan, foil it, because I don't like cleaning up.
Yeah.
So I put heavy-duty aluminum foil.
Heavy duty.
A pound of bacon, heavy-duty. Yeah. Don't try the cheap stuff because it's going to leak.
Yep.
But you get that heavy-duty, stick it on the Big Green Egg. I keep it about 375 for about 20, 30 minutes, depending on how crispy you want it. And, oh, man. So you buy the bacon, and you get a smoked bacon when you're done. It takes about 30 minutes. And cleanup is I let the pan sit there till it firms up the oil. Roll it up, throw it away, put the pan away. Done.
That's my kind of cleanup.
And you got a pound of bacon cooked to perfection.
And you know what? I'll tell you a little secret, too, for those of you that, have used your convector. Old-timers call it the plate setter. And oftentimes you'll use whatever you're cooking will drip onto the plate setter, onto the convector. If you want to not have your next cook taste like your last cook, when you're closing down your egg, flip that convector upside down, and it'll burn off all of the stuff that's on the other side. So when you go back the next time, it's nice and clean. This is great preventative maintenance. So if you do have something that drips on it, you can fix it.
Another thing, too, if you're using the convector, like the old timers used to say, the place setter, and since Big Green Egg has been our sponsor for 17 years, I'm an old timer.
Yeah.
One of the great things to do is anytime you put something on top of that place setter, if you don't have a cushion, the chances are you can very easily burn it.
Absolutely.
So what you
It's not meant to be a pizza stone.
That's right. What you can do is you can take balls of aluminum foil, roll them up, put three or four of them, and then place your place setter on top of it so it cooks underneath and over the top so you can set a pan on there like cookies and cakes won't burn. Or if you're too lazy to roll up the little balls, get copper tees. You go to any
Spacers.
Plumbing store or any hardware store, and they've got those little copper tees that you get for pipes. Take a half dozen of those, set those down, throw it on top, and away you go. So, I mean, you've got two exceptional tips here already, and we've just started. I got a question for you. I'm excited. You're going to make a tamale pie.
I am, and, this is... What's great about this is that the low and slow portion of the Big Green Egg, and barbecuing four eggers is, it's a sport. People like to spend their time slow cooking beef or pork for, you know, hours and hours or overnight, and you can do that. Now, this was a pulled pork that we used, and we added some of the seasonings to it to kind of spice it up a little bit. And basically, the building of the tamale pie goes like this. You make some cornbread, and you make the cornbread first, you cook it, and then you let it cool a little bit. And this cornbread that's in the recipe that you can get on the website actually has a can of creamed corn in it, because I don't want it to be cornbread with meat on top. I want it to be like almost like a casserole, so mm-hmm. I like it a little bit creamier. And then once it cools, get some kind of really strong straw or a knife or whatever you need, because we're going to poke holes in the top of the cornbread. Yes.
I like sweet cornbread. Mm. Sweet would work with this.
Sweet would totally work with this. You could put, put honey in it. I like sweet cornbread too. And this meat has a kick to it, so that would actually balance it out quite well. So after you do that, because this is Mexican, you're just going to spread a little bit of enchilada sauce over the top of it where you have those holes, okay? And then in the meat, let me tell you what's in the meat. So you can use pork, you can use beef, you can use whatever meat you like. But it's got chipotle chilies and ancho chilies. It's also got some oregano. It's got some cumin, some cinnamon, and some cocoa powder to kind of even it out. But let me tell you about the ancho and the chipotle. So what a lot of people don't know is that chipotle, when it was a little guy, used to be a jalapeno. And ancho chilies, when they were little guys, they were actually poblanos. So what started happening a few years ago is that the drying chilies got really popular. And when it comes to something like an ancho chili, the poblano pepper, the skin is too thick. So this is not something that you would cut and eat raw. This is something that you want to roast, okay? But what they're doing is they're leaving it on the vine until it gets nice and red, because they turn from green to red. And then they get really sweet and they get a little smoky. So what they're doing in Mexico is they're taking them off, especially for the chipotle, and they're drying them. And they put them in a room with a metal table, and they put the chilies on top. And then they have a separate like little smokehouse, and they're pushing smoke into it for up to 2 days. And they're smoking those chilies. And that's what we get whenever we get chipotle chilies. So it's got that in it. So it's sweet, it's smoky, it's not too terribly spicy. And then it's got the ancho. So you've got the poblano, you've got the jalapeno family, but a little bit sweeter. And so we cooked all that low and slow, and we're going to pile that on top of the cornbread with the enchilada sauce. Top it with cheese. I'm going to do cheddar because I love cheddar. And some Monterey Jack, and put it on the egg and let it cook. And then when her chili comes off, we'll bring that tamale pie off and cut into it. Super delicious.
One of the things, too, that I think is interesting, let's say you want to make this tamale pie. It sounds so good you want to make it tomorrow, and you don't have the time. Do you know what I think would be awesome?
Hmm.
Put a chuck roast in a crock pot. Not a crock pot,
Instant
but in
pot.
In a pressure cooker. You can get tabletop pressure cookers now. I have one. They are phenomenal. Put it in there for about an hour. Take it off. Throw it on the egg. Cook it for another 20 or 30 minutes. It'll fall apart like nothing, even without putting it on the egg. But you can get the smokiness. You could use different kinds of meat because you can cook it. That pressure cooking with a little beef stock in the bottom will enhance the beefy flavor. And, oh, man, when you do that and then throw it on the egg with some heavy smoke for about 30, 40 minutes.
Can't go wrong.
Now you've got your cornbread already ready. Now you're just 30, 40 minutes away. In an hour and a half, and cook time probably an hour for everything, or maybe an hour and a half. So you got an hour and a half's cook time and about 20 or 30 minutes prep time. That's it. And you could do it on a weekend. You could even do it if you have a half day from work and you just want something different, because this is one of those recipes that if you're going to be entertaining, this is a great recipe. Like Taylor's chili, it's something that's great. Now, these are recipes that are a little more in-depth, but they don't kill you time-wise. And that's what's incredible. So I was thinking that would be a good idea. And you could use different kinds of cheese. You could use pepper jack.
Yep. You could use whatever you have on hand. I mean, I wouldn't recommend Parmesan, but anything that's, you know, got a good zip to it would be great. Yeah.
Now, one of these things, too, is it is so flavorful. But that cornbread, I actually have a recipe that we did a few years ago. I created a it's got sour cream, it's got cheese, it's got corn, it's got sugar, it's a sweet, cheesy, sour creamy cornbread that cooks the consistency of a cake.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Sounds delicious.
And if you put that kind of topping on top of it, mm-hmm. that would be beautiful.
When we get into this a little bit later, you're going to see that this is moist. This is not a dried out cornbread. This is right. We almost were like, maybe it's too moist, but I think mm-hmm. it's going to be great.
And you know, that's one of the things about cornbread. Mm. How many times you've gone to somebody's home and say, here, try the cornbread.
Uh-huh.
And you eat it and it sucks all the moisture out of your mouth.
Yeah.
It's dry. I hate dry mm-hmm. cornbread. And I know people that's the way they got to have it.
Yeah.
They don't like moist.
You know, my grandfather, my grandparents grew up in Tennessee and had their farm in Tennessee. And my grandfather, every night for dinner, he would have cornbread and he would crumble it into a big glass of buttermilk.
Yes.
And eat it with a spoon. And that was his dinner. Like, you know, he was up at the crack of dawn or before dawn. And so he would come in around 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon and that was it for him. You know, that's all he needed.
He was 8-10 hours out in the field, nothing says I love you like a glass of buttermilk with cornbread in it.
Well, my grandmother couldn't cook, so.
Really? Jump ship too?
Well, cornbread, no.
I'm just curious.
But she did lose her sense of smell, and she, you know what she did? She smoked, and she wasn't supposed to, but because she couldn't smell anything, she thought nobody else could smell, so she would go in the closet and smoke, and of course, we all knew she was smoking, and it was like the family secret for 20 years. We all knew she was smoking.
Did you ever get her out of the closet?
No, we never teased her, but she stayed
in
the closet.
You never tease Grandma.
No, you don't.
Whatever Grandma does, you just pretend you didn't see it.
Grandma has a tractor. She'll run me down.
That too.
Wow. Well, I'm telling you what, my friends, you get to know everybody up close and personal.
That's
here
right.
at the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. We are getting ready to take a wonderful break because we want to put some stuff out there, pull some stuff off. I'm telling you, my friends, these are recipes for your big football party. I don't care whether it's SB or National Championship or just Notre Dame USC.
Mm.
Those games you want to have some real serious first-class power in food. And these recipes will get you there. Chef Amanda is heading to the Big Green Egg Culinary Patio, where there are, I don't know, how many?
Swagger. 17.
17 Big Green Eggs out there. I think she'll find one available.
A hot mm-hmm. one.
Well, my friends, Chef and a Fat Man live from Le Cordon Green, we're celebrating. This is the big Sunday coming up for all you NFL pro football fans. And for the 33% that have turned it off, listen to Chef and a Fat Man. Get some great recipes anyway, you know. But it's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about a celebration of the good life. My friends, there's no greater place on earth than sharing the good life with Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs at Le Cordon Green.